It's great. No, it's great to have him back, and it's I think everybody thought it was just a matter of time before he would come back, and obviously we're glad it's now.
I got a meeting.
I mean, were you surprised that he came back when he did? How did you find out? Did you just walk in and you see him here on Tuesday?
Just walked in, and saw him, and trying to make a big deal out of it, obviously, and just. It's voluntary work, so he wasn't here for the first part. I think people are failing to realize that it's a voluntary off season. So, obviously, it's something that isn't required to be here yet. So, to be honest with you, it's not that big of a surprise. It's been that way for a long time. That's why they're voluntary.
Chad, at this point in your career, how important are these OTAs?
These OTAs are really important. They're important for team building, important for getting the defense installed. It's good for the off season.
He brings a lot to us on the field, but also he brings another leader and a personality in the locker room that young guys gravitate to and can learn a lot from.
So you're not seeing an aging process here, or a problem with it being 30 yet?
I think we all know if anybody's going to defy the aging process, it's going to be him. He looks like he never left.
How are you feeling out here?
I feel good. It's good to be out here running around healthy, to have the opportunity to play in this offense, and not only to play in this offense, but to have the guys around me that we have out here, with a Mike Wallace, with a Jarius Wright, Adrian Peterson, Cordero Patterson, and then you have a guy like Teddy Bridgewater in his second year who's so much more comfortable and has really grabbed this offense as his.